The United Nations says Yemen's Houthi rebels have agreed to rid their ranks of child soldiers. The Houthis signed on Monday what the UN describes as an action plan to end and prevent recruiting or using children in armed conflict, killing or maiming children, and attacking schools and hospitals. A UN spokesperson says the rebels committed to identifying children in their ranks and releasing them within 6 months. The Houthis call the agreement a plan to protect children. The UN says Yemen's internationally recognized government made similar commitments in documents signed since 2014. Children have fought by the thousands during the seven-year-long war. Migrant crossings have spiked at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Migrant crossings at the U.S. border with Mexico jumped in March to the highest level in two decades. Immigration authorities stopped 221,303 migrants along the southwest border in March. The data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection was filed with the federal court in Texas as part of the Lone Star State's challenge of Biden administration immigration policies. The administration has said on May 23rd it will lift a pandemic-era order that turned away asylum seekers due to COVID-19 concerns. Since the Trump administration invoked the 1944 public health law, Title 42, in March of 2020, U.S. authorities turned away asylum seekers more than 1.7 million times. Mike Cross, CEO, Washington.
A federal judge in the U.S. state of Florida struck down the national mask mandate covering airlines and other public transportation Monday, and the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden said the rule would not be enforced while federal agencies decide how to respond to the judge's order. The White House said the court ruling means that for now the mask order, quote, is not in effect at this time. The ruling appeared to free operators to make their own decisions about mask requirements, with several airlines announcing they would drop mandates, but the New York City subway planning to keep one in place. The Association of Flight Attendants, the nation's largest union of cabin crews, has recently taken a neutral position. On Monday, the union's president appealed for calm on planes and in airports, saying the last thing we need now is more confusion.